Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We're Americans. We do not concern ourselves with the cost of freedom. We're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap. I'll give you that. But we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? 646-716-7978. Make sure you press the number 1. It gives me a little icon. Tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. We will be taking calls in the second hour. as we do normally. So remember, again, if you have a story out there where you've been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who, it doesn't matter to me. Judges, lawyers, cops, Walmart greeters, it doesn't matter. If you've been tyrannized, you've got a story, you got to get it out there. Well, here's what you do. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain, shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out there. Guess what happens? Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out there. And then I lead you to other people. And you've got to do it over and 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 over again. Every newspaper, every radio station, every TV station, anywhere and everywhere where you can find it. If you've got to stand out on the street corner on top of a soapbox to get your story out there, well, damn it, you do it. This is your life. This is your livelihood. This is who you are. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right. We got a lot to get through here tonight, and I apologize for last night. Could not sign on. I don't know what the hell was going on. It was not Blog Talk Radio's problem. That was not Blog Talk Radio last night. Tonight? Tonight's Blog Talk Radio. I could not sign on to Skype for nothing. It was all, the show was already, we started like 4 or 5 minutes late. I finally had to go to this Direct Connect, which Direct Connect is horrible. So I'm hoping that you all can hear me. So anyway, I apologize for the connection problems. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I can't do anything about it. But in any event, it doesn't really matter. What happened yesterday, what happened last night, was last night. We got to worry about tonight, okay? Right now, we got to concentrate on tonight. So what happened last night was last night. Right now, we're moving forward. And that's how we got to do it. Something screws up, well, you just keep moving. You just keep moving. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep moving, and we're going to go forward. All right, we got a lot to get through here tonight. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very, and when I say very, I mean extremely very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship on. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right. Now, again, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, every Sunday, Raquel Oikiai and Efren Gonzalez will be on board to host their own program from 7 to 9 p.m. That's an hour early, and it's on Sundays. They're very good friends of mine. They're very knowledgeable, very intelligent people. Raquel is a reporter. She sent me lots of stories. She's been on my show several times. Efren Gonzalez, I know a little bit about him. He's been on my show a few times. They're very knowledgeable people. And if you've got nothing to do on Sunday, the games are over, NASCAR is over, the Kardashians aren't on, you're out of Cheetos, the dogs and cats are all over the couch, and you can't lay down. Well, here's what you do. You log on to this program on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and get yourself properly educated. That's how it works. All right, you must also support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio, Radio Jihad Network, a very good friend of mine, Vito Esposito, very knowledgeable, very intelligent man. They know everything about jihad. If you want to learn anything about jihad that's going on in America or across the world, for that matter, well, then you turn on to Radio Jihad Network. They're on 7 days a week. They're great people. Kel Fritzy, which is my first mate, by the way, she was one of my very first listeners 3 years ago. Her and Vito found me by accident. Why? How? I don't know, but they did. I found them by accident. How? Why? I don't know, but I'm glad that I did. They're very good friends of mine. It sucks that my computer sucks, and I can't listen to them anymore, but you can. And they're very good people. And no, they're not a hate group, okay? Could you please stop with that freaking word hate? God, I hate that word hate. I'm so sick and tired of hearing everybody hate, 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 hate. That's the only thing that wants to come out of anybody's mouth is hate. Stop saying hate. Would you please learn what hate actually means before you use it? That's all I'm asking you to do. I think it's a pretty simple request, right? Huh? What? Ah! No, it ain't. People are idiots. Shut up. Kel Fritzy, my first mate, and her partner, Tim Burton, who is some...
They look like a bunch of yahoos, like in the paper when they're going, the ISIS going into Syria to take over a city. I don't think they need that big flag on the back of the truck, because that's not America to me. Those are a bunch of terrorists. So I'm going to ask you to please take the flag off that truck.
The guitar arrangement on the end of it, that seemed to really pick up, and like the song goes, like Free Bird, and they write it right at the end of the lyric, it's like I want to fly high like a free bird, and then the guitar starts soaring. There's something about, playing in front of 50,000 people and seeing them still get up for that song, seeing them stand up, and just seeing the people get up and put their hands together for a song that you wrote. To me, that's what it's all about. That's what makes me keep going back. The lyric content of Free Bird is based on and the idea of everybody being free. To me, there's nothing freer than a bird, just flying wherever he wants to go. And that's what this country is all about, being free. And I think everybody wants to be a free person.